Stop, come here. Hello, today is April 10th. We're doing robots and nonsense and something else that I've immediately forgotten because I was trying to get Rue to come up here.
It's social media.
She's laying down there and she won't move.
Come here. Don't have any peanut butter to tempt her with today?
No. Here, hold on a chapstick. Maybe she'll... Oh, yeah. Do you think that's something delicious, Rue? It's not anything delicious. It's just chapstick. But you're so dumb you think it is.
I bet she's like, I'll totally eat that if you'll let me.
Yeah, she totally would.
There's no question. Well, social media, not a lot of news in social media this week. And one of them is a story that I bet that Facebook is excited is coming out now because not as many people will pay attention to it. It's embarrassing.
Facebook wanted to buy the NSO spyware monitor to monitor users, NSO CEO claims. Now, this is from 2017. This is a court filing that is related to another case that doesn't really have anything to do with Facebook, but the NSO, they're the people that make that insane like phone spyware stuff.
The WhatsApp.
Yeah, thing. The Jeff Bezos thing, yeah. That thing. And so the court filing seems to suggest that, remember how Facebook ran that VPN? Facebook was telling the NSO group, hey, we've got these users that are using this VPN and we can spy on a lot of their internet traffic, but we can't really spy on the functionality of their phones and applications as much as we want to, but we understand that your software will allow you to do that, and so we're interested in those components of the NSO thing. So it's not the whole thing, it's just the part that lets you spy on everything else that Facebook couldn't spy on from observing all of their internet traffic, which is a lot.
And apparently these guys kept records of how badly they wanted that.
Yeah,
which is embarrassing.
Yeah, so, the whole Mark Zuckerberg, I think Mark Zuckerberg is out Lex Luthering Jeff Bezos, which is pretty amazing, really.
What's he doing? I couldn't see out of the window over top of it.
She's just whining and looking at me.
It's like you were offering a treat, and there was no treat.
There's no treat. Also, you guys forgot to send me the one tab.
There will be hell to pay.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. It's going to take a second. Hang on.
Very upset. She really wanted that one time.
You've made it to another Friday. We're still here. We're still alive. We're still, for the moment, uninfected. Famous last words.
No, as far as we know, yeah.
As far as we know.
It could be asymptomatic.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's no tests.
Which, I don't understand people's obsession with getting tested. Yeah, tell them, Rue.
We're fortunate that we're still pretty busy. Like... It's starting to slow down a bit.
Yeah, so we're starting to see some cracks. Earlier in the week, you were talking about maybe breaking down and getting some takeout. Have you done that this week?
Me? Yeah, I did.
What'd you have?
I had a Sonny's takeout, Sonny's barbecue.
No Indian?
Yeah, I had Indian too. Those are the two takeout that I had. The Indian takeout, I got three meals at once, and I've gotten probably like...
You've just been eating it all week, or...?
I've snacked on it about five times.
That's what I love about the Mexican place, because if you get the fajitas...
Yeah.
Like, the chips and salsa alone, I can turn that into a meal. You can eat half of the fajitas for two more meals.
Well, see, I gotta have some kind of meat with the chips and salsa. Like, I gotta get into the chicken a little bit.
All right, so here's what I do. Sometimes, I'll have like a big fajita meal... And it's more than half, but then I'll just like grill some chicken and supplement that back in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that works perfectly.
Oh, see, I did it a different way, which didn't involve cooking, which is I'll use the beans and rice that came with the thing and just a few little strips of chicken just to get the chicken flavor with the chips and salsa. And so it's like a taco salad kind of thing. That works out pretty good, too.
Yeah, you got to buy a bag of chips.
Sour cream. They don't give you enough sour cream for that.
Yeah, you can supplement sour cream and even if you can just get refried beans in a can.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are the kind of sacrifices you have to make under quarantine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did with Sonny's, too. Like, instead of getting the Sonny's meal, they'll just let you order meat. And it was like, I just want these three meats. And they're like, all right. So I've been snacking on that.
I'm eating a lot of pita and hummus.
All right. Are you good to go now? Oh, I didn't copy you,
did I? You didn't send me the one tab.
I put it in the text document. I was like, oh, I'm done with my task.
Put it in Discord.
Other than that, I've had a lot of sandwiches and a lot of frozen pot pies.
Yeah, I almost never eat... I never buy bread, but I bought bread for this because, you know, you're going to have sandwiches. And I've just been eating the shit out of that bread.
I had to go to the hardware store, and I noticed that by the door, I got two cases of Nestle water because they had that at the hardware store.
Oh my god, which one?
Really?
The one that's over near
the Chinese place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's right. They also had bread. They were. It was like a. It was a sourdough kit. Like it was in a cloth bag, and they were super cheap. It was like a dollar. And it was like, this makes this huge thing of sourdough. It's already pre-mixed. All you do is add the water. But it's like, this will keep for 3 months. So you buy this and you can bake your own bread. And it was like, ooh, I'm really tempted to do that.
The last time I went to the store, they didn't have any yeast.
I think you just add water or something. And it can't really be sourdough because it's sourdough's got to be alive. But it was like, just bake your own bread and it turns out really well.
Oh, so it's like you just pop it in the oven.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sourdough seems like something that maybe you should get into during all this. Because it's like really time intensive. And, you know,
Making bread, making your own food.
Krista, what? You made syrup. Tell us
I
about
did.
That.
I made violet syrup because I had... Rue was upset because I didn't take her with me when I went to pick the flowers. But you can find these little tiny purple flowers in the U.S. during this time of year. And they just grow up in the lawns. And you pick them and you take the petals and you steep them. Rue! And then you add a sugar and water to it, and it makes a bright blue syrup.
She's trying to talk.
She really is. She's very upset. I think she wants to go out, but she just peed before I started, so she should be fine.
Famous last words.
Why are you like this, Rue Dog?
You raised me like this. I learned it from you, Mom. Well, getting back to social media, Twitter has been... really, really active in fighting the disinformation that comes from all of this stuff. And from time to time, they'll report how much they've gotten. In this case, it was one big single takedown. Oh, I think I changed it. Hang on. Yeah, I changed it.
Oh, okay, Twitter just took down 9,000 accounts pushing propaganda about the thing, praising the government of the United Arab Emirates. What?
Also, China was mixed in with that a little bit. It was the United Arab Emirates being like, look what a fine job China's done.
Well, yeah, you see the picture down here? It's like got the two flags crossed.
BFFs.
They're united, yeah.
Twitter was like, nope, that's not real. That's fake news.
Somebody spent a lot of money on that. But they have a lot.
Real.
Now, a bug was discovered, and I guess you could call this a Twitter bug, although maybe it's really more of a Firefox bug. But it has to do with private files.
Twitter discloses a bug that cached private files sent or received via DMs. Private files sent via DMs were cached inside Firefox browsers for as long as a week, even after users logged off. Okay.
Wonder what kind of private files people would send over Twitter DMs. That's in the Firefox cache now. Hope you didn't do that at work.
Oh.
Now, TikTok has kind of taken over the world because people apparently have no attention span.
None whatsoever.
And they want tiny, tiny, tiny bite-sized things to entertain them endlessly.
This is just like Vine. TikTok is just Vine.
We empirically know this is true as evidenced by the viewership of this program.
Maybe we should do just like... Each story is one little segment.
I think Family Guy got it right when it was like, we're cutting over to Ollie with Ollie's weather forecast. It's going to rain. Thanks, Ollie.
But it's wildly successful. So if you're another company and you're looking at it and you're like, oh, God, I guess we got to dumb it down more. I guess we got to just make it simpler for these idiots.
YouTube Shorts reportedly launching this year to counter TikTok. This is another different imagining of, like, they let you do little short clips like this with the stories, at least on some accounts a while back, but this is more of a direct ripoff of TikTok.
I have no interest in this feature. I guess some people will.
It's great for, you know, like, when it goes on things like Reddit or, you know, the image hosting sites that are popular, and then all of a sudden that can go viral, and I think everybody's kind of chasing that.
Yeah.
They want that. So, moving on to the robot world. Robots are kind of becoming the stars because we live in this world where we don't want to interact with each other and we still need to do things. And
in order to survive.
Who better than the robots? And disseminating information, answering questions is one of those tasks that the robots are just, they're killing it.
IBM turned its Jeopardy-winning AI into the world's smartest chatbot about the horrible thing that must not be named. And there's a video that you should watch because it's, was it Elysium, I think, where the guy was, like, getting upset with the robot, and the robot was like, here, have some medication. And it was like, I don't want medication. I'm upset because I can't interact with another human being. This is like that.
Now, you might be thinking, we've heard about all these different chatbots. Microsoft had one, and which government had one? One of the European countries, I think, invented one.
I can't remember. I was too distracted thinking about Tay having the ability to prescribe medication.
But Watson is a little bit better because Watson will actually go out to the internet and, like, language process new information that comes out.
Like, so, the aforementioned Twitter bots.
Yeah. No one necessarily has to train Watson. Watson is apparently good enough to just keep you up to date and take your questions and go and find the answers for you and, you know, give you digestible information. So get started feeding Watson a bunch of bad information.
Just like Tay.
Now, this story is, this is a, like, a scientific paper, and it's written in that way. You have to kind of read between the lines to figure out what they're doing here. What they're doing is terrifying. This is the next stage of, think about all the stories we told you about being tracked and, like, this whole idea of, you know, oh, we have to monitor people just for the public safety, and add this into the mix.
Machine translation of cortical activity to text with an encoder-decoder framework. Yes, they're talking about scanning your brain and converting that into text.
As someone who likes to write stories, I used to dream of this because it was like, oh, then I wouldn't have to actually write them down. But now, knowing the surveillance implications, that's terrifying.
But how would you ever toggle between the narrative that you want printed to the screen and your narrative thought process in your mind?
Yeah.
I imagine that you learn how to manipulate that like a muscle, or
you
anything
learn
else.
How to suppress your inner thoughts, and yeah. That's how you
didn't they talk about that in 1984? Like, when you were being scanned by the machine, it was like you had to think about things.
I guess it would kind of be like beating the polygraph, right?
Yeah,
you gotta just train your mind. Yeah, that is a different kind of horror that would be for our lives. But apparently, they have some really good results doing this, which is shocking. And these stories, we just get these stories constantly. They're not a surprise anymore, but they're impressive. You know, they're worth mentioning.
AI program could check blood for signs of lung cancer. Scientists hope that the software passes trials. It could boost screening rates. So basically, you get a blood test done, and you can feed it to the AI. There's not really any extra cost for that. But the AI is shockingly good at detecting a lot of different kinds of lung cancer.
Apparently, tumors kind of like poop out stuff. Like, as they grow, they have stuff that sloughs off. And normally, your cells are constantly dying. And when a cell dies, the wall breaches and its guts just kind of run out. That's kind of what's going on with the tumor. And the AI can be like, hey, that's tumor poop. You should get checked.
Tumor poop in your bloodstream.
You've got a lot of that.
So much.
Your blood is basically just tumor poop at this point.
And so all these things AI is amazing at, you know, there's medical applications and talking to people. They got all this language processing and stuff. But what we found with the big event is there are some things that AI is not good at when it comes to people.
Researchers find AI is bad at predicting GPA, grit, eviction, job training, layoffs, and material hardship. So they used like 15,000 data points. Basically, this was just trying to see if algorithms could take students and people young in life and 15,000 data points and predict the outcome, you know, by the time they were adults. So they were looking at this for like social programs as kind of a warning, like, hey, we're running this kind of software right now on people who are in prison, and the software is saying, oh, this person's likely to reoffend. How accurate is that? Turns out not accurate at all. This should definitely never, ever be used in any kind of social program like that.
Or even like single parent poor households. Like, okay, is this child, based on all these factors, are they doomed to follow in the same footsteps? And the AI just couldn't figure it out. Couldn't get it done.
There was no pattern.
Although I wonder if recent events haven't like just destroyed that data set, because what's the unemployment level now?
It's over 6 million.
I thought it was 30%. Is it higher than that? 30%
was the week before.
Yeah, it's like 6 or 7 million.
So I mean, it's an aberration that you can't really blame AI for getting that wrong.
What was it? The writer said that great men produce great times, which produces weak men, which produces like bad times.
You see that play out in rich children every time.
Yeah.
I saw some kind of statistic, the market movements. When you talk about like standard deviations, statistically, it was a 1 in 300 billion chance of the recent market activity.
Clearly, we don't have the correct model.
Well, robots, you know, they're bad at some things, they're good at others, but they really are the heroes with this crisis. And this story really just points out 5 of our heroic robots that we can showcase. We've talked about the first one before.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that last
one. 5 robots helping with the current crisis. This is the best photo yet of the disinfection robot, because the other pictures, you just couldn't really tell. Those are ultraviolet fluorescent light bulbs, basically. So this thing just comes on, and it just burns your retinas out, and also kills any living thing in the room, because ultraviolet.
Well, I don't think it would kill, like, a human.
Well, it'd give you a really bad sunburn. It'd
make you uncomfortable.
Yeah,
skin cancer.
Then it kills you, yeah.
And then at number 2, we have more of, like, a helper human robot.
CloudMind's XR1. And again, this is the, you know, it's like the sad robot from the future where it's like, oh, I'm not allowed to have any human contact. I have to interact with the robot.
So this one is, you know, it's more about like customer service and stuff like that. But as you see, its little hands, it actually can bring you stuff and do things like that.
I like that it looks like it has a pair of sunglasses on top of its head.
Just in case it needs to go. I think that's supposed to be a bow, yeah. Right?
Is that? Why the service clerk got to be a woman?
This one was the one where I was thinking, is like you roll into a hospital and it's like, how can I help you? And you know, you've got the shortness of breath and you can barely breathe, and you see this and there's no human being in sight, and that's when you think, I'm not going to make it.
It's just like, yeah. The screen just flashes morgue with an arrow. Like, just head on over there.
It'll
just save us the trouble. If you, collect this bag, if you could just stuff yourself into it.
I'm not dead yet. I don't want to go on the cart.
And, of course, you can't leave out the delivery bots. We all want deliveries right now. God, I wish we had some of these around here.
RoboPony. RoboPony is safe, non-contact delivery robots. That's not large enough for a large pizza.
Well, if you squished it up, stacked it.
Can you imagine this changes like packaging standards where when you get like the wagon wheel pizza, it's quartered and then you just get a stack of quarters?
Also, it can self-disinfect with that same UV technology. So after every delivery, it could just bake itself, which is cool. And the final one is really not that much of a robot. Or, no, wait, this is not the final one. Oh, yeah, this is number 5.
RoboKind, robots for STEM. It's really just...
Keep your kids busy.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll learn something while they're at home.
It's like a more advanced version of the logo turtle. Instead of controlling where the turtle goes on the screen, you control the robot.
Just get them Unity.
Yeah.
Just throw them in the deep end. They got plenty of time to waste.
It'd be amazing teaching a 5 or 6 year old inverse kinematics. Like, okay, this is how this works.
I bet if you didn't tell them it was difficult, they'd pick it up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And another thing that AI is doing that could help us, but also is a little bit terrifying, is this technology that they've got going on in China.
Chinese AI smart glasses check temperature of hundreds of people in minutes to help identify cases of that thing. So you put the glasses on and it's just scanning everybody, and it's like, oh, that's a person, that's a person, that's a person. Oh, their temperature's elevated. Quickly alert the authorities.
Terrifying. But we might need it because people are stupid and they won't stay
home.
I'm
bummed we don't really... I guess they have a picture of it, but like, I'd love to see what it looks like. Does it just put like a giant X over the person? Like,
I didn't watch the video. Let's see.
The video doesn't have anything in it.
This is Donald Trump. Video's not even related. No, I don't think they showed...
There's a picture of the glasses at the bottom of the article, but...
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Not very stylish.
No, not at all.
You definitely know that somebody was scanning you. can't keep that.
I'm not going to worry about that until I see somebody at Walmart that's scanning everybody that comes into Walmart. It's like, I'm sorry, your temperature is above 98.6. You can't come in.
Have you seen the GIF? Well, first of all, someone posted one, and it was the temperature gun, one of the Chinese ones, and the guy just popped the front off of it and turned it around and pulled the trigger, and it was, what is it, like 30-something in Celsius? It was just a random reading in the acceptable range every time without the front on the gun. It was just designed. And then there was another one of a woman, and she was holding the gun in one hand and just putting her the back of her hand to people's foreheads as they came into the building. Oh, that's not what it's supposed to be. But if you wanted to save those people who are out, you know, chasing down the people who won't lock down, what better way than to use a very menacing robot?
Tunisia deploys police robot on lockdown patrol. I think there is a village in the UK that has them beat. It was a Dalek wandering around in one of the villages that was like, return to your homes.
But I think he was autonomous. This is manned.
Okay.
And as you can see here, it will demand your papers. And it can scan IDs and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So you have to actually have a reason for going out. This guy was buying tobacco, and the robot was like, okay, you can buy your tobacco, but you go home after. So, they got a better picture of it. There it is.
I feel like I would... I don't know if I could take, like, holding up paperwork to a robot like that seriously.
It looks a little... I don't know. It looks a little bit like... It's got that RoboCop vibe. It's like, you have 3 seconds to comply.
you're already wearing a mask, and it's like, can you just run away?
I guess, yeah. Although the Chinese now have the mask facial recognition thing figured out.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Yeah. So you're taking a risk. Plus Google knows your location. So is your phone in your pocket?
Yeah.
Maybe don't
I actually have been leaving my phone at home if I have to go out. Because I don't want to accidentally touch it and then forget to disinfect it.
Well, yeah, you're beating the algorithm, Krista. Good job.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the game.
That's
it. And our final robot has nothing to do with the crisis. It's just really fun to watch. It has, they rebuilt the face of this thing to give it expressions, and what a great job they did at designing a robot face.
Musical robot learns to sing and has an album dropping on Spotify. Georgia Tech's Marimba? I don't know how to say that.
That sounds right.
Playing robot can now compose and sing its own music. And there's a video. You can watch it. It's haunting. Don't play it because we'll get the audio.
No, he's cute.
I don't know if we will get the audio because we didn't last week.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? I can mute it.
Just mute it.
Oh, it's already muted. Look at that face.
It's just,
he's so happy.
Before I played it, mine was defaulted on mute, and so like I got a little bit of the motion, and my imagination filled in Seth MacFarlane singing "It's Not Unusual to Be Loved by Anyone" for that animation.
Just picture like screaming.
So he plays the xylophone as well and can write the music that goes behind the voice. So
the marimba.
This team didn't actually do the voice though. The voice came from another team at another university, but the song composing, songwriting was what this team did.
The interview looks like the thing is staring at him, intimidating. Like it's angry that he's giving the interview and they're not asking him a question.
Because they gave it the eyebrows. Such a great thing for its.
He's like just out of focus in the background, staring at the researcher. Like, why aren't you letting me talk? I am the singer.
I accidentally previewed the story.
People want to hear from me.
Krista, how much Minecraft are you playing during the downtime?
I've been playing quite a bit. Me and my friend started a new server. We're building a village.
Is it a quarantine village?
There is a slum section of the village.
Oh.
And there's a hidden secret chest under the water. It's a wet market, and inside of the chest there's a bat spawn egg and suspicious soup.
Well, you're not alone. It seems like a lot of people who are desperate for some kind of socialization are taking to Minecraft, and they are taking on projects that are more and more ambitious as we go forward. First of all, small scale, just a college campus.
Campus is closed, so college students are rebuilding their schools in Minecraft because what else would you do?
They got some comparison photos here, and they're doing a pretty good job. There you go. That's not bad.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there was another one. Oh, no, yeah, that was the other one. So, yeah, they're just rebuilding the entire campus, and they're calling it Quarantine T-E-E-N.
Yeah, in about 18 years, there's going to be a lot of quarantines.
Wouldn't it be 13 years?
Oh, yeah.
14, I guess. But more ambitious than a college campus, slightly moving the scale up, this gentleman wants to do the entire world.
Minecraft mod recreates the Earth to scale, and now wants players to fill the gaps. So I guess he used topological data for the entire Earth and recreated the entire Earth using that, but it doesn't include cities or anything like that, so people have to go build the cities.
So you volunteer, probably along with some other people, and you're like, hey, I live here. I will go and start to build. And you get access to this official project. He's going to do Seattle. By himself.
Nice.
Wow.
Hopefully there's some automation there that, you know, if only we had, you know, millimeter accurate maps of the metropolitan area and all of the buildings.
I feel like that would be difficult too, just because over time they add more and more blocks. So then it's like, oh, well, certain sections of the map have like not have access to all the maps.
So they defeated the limitation of world size.
No, I'm talking about like just as the game progresses, because there's so many new updates all the time with new decorations.
Oh, blocks. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like will it eventually reach a point where it's like, wow, this whole section doesn't have any like shutters, but shutters are a thing that's been in Minecraft forever, or you know, something like that.
Well, it'll keep you busy. Yeah. Keep working on it, as long as the world is locked down. All right? Why not?
There was time now.
We talked about Zoom earlier and some of the critical security issues. This is just a symptom of the one we talked about, which was the guessable IDs. And so a lot of municipalities are not having meetings anymore, like town halls and stuff like that. You go online with them, right? But when you do that, you open yourself up.
Prankster's X-rated videos forced the L.A. City Council to pause Zoom meetings amid the outbreak. So if you're in L.A. and the city council was having their meetings online in Zoom, they were not super technologically literate, didn't really lock down the meetings, and some prankster thought they would have a little bit of fun with that.
A little pornography.
There's a video. There is a video link.
I didn't watch the video, was
it? It was a replay somebody saved from Zoom. It was like one of those aforementioned recordings.
They didn't get away with it very long. They shut it all down and put a password on it and then came back online, I think. But they also pointed out that people were like putting political messages in their backgrounds, and yeah, there was a lot of, you know, trying to get attention.
Shenanigans.
All of this. Yeah. And we talked about the ridiculousness of, for example, Saudi Arabia being on the Women's Rights Council, and now China on the Human Rights Council. But it turns out that during a time of crisis, the Middle Eastern countries are really relaxing their the rules, really empowering women.
Wives can refuse sexual advances from husbands during the quarantine, says a top Saudi cleric. So this is, but let's be clear, the headline doesn't really give you the full story there. This is only if your husband has refused to self-quarantine.
Yeah, if he goes out during the day and you think that he might be bringing in the virus, then you can say no.
But only then.
Oh, is Krista speaking?
Hello?
Oops. Yeah, you forgot to unmute yourself.
Oh, sorry.
You're in and out. What was your comment on that?
Rue was making noise. She had a lot.
Well, something's very wrong with your microphone.
Is it? Can you hear me now?
I can now, yeah. I think your noise gate is maybe a little too aggressive.
I had muted it for a second because Rue was being especially whiny, so.
Look at that tail. That tail's just going crazy.
Are you dangling the chapstick again? Isn't that what just got us into this mess?
This is a Velcro strip. She wants it desperately, but I won't give it to her.
That's just going to make it worse.
Keep her from making noise.
This is the first story that we've had in a long time, which made me feel like that perhaps America did not have the dumbest citizens.
Well, I don't think this is exclusive to them. I saw someone who had correlated all of the major viral outbreaks to advances in radio technology. They've like gone back through the timeline.
Wow.
I don't know how accurate the correlations are, but yeah, people seem to think that somehow radio waves can transform into viruses.
British 5G towers are being set on fire because of conspiracy theories. The Verge has an article about that. So it's causing anarchy in the UK. It's like, oh, this tower is labeled 5G. Set it on fire.
Yeah. Not only that, but they're going after the workers. Here is they got a tweet of some workers being harassed because people think that they are causing... What are you doing to that dog?
Nothing. She's just sitting here making noise. Ah. Rue.
We wanted Rue to participate earlier, and now she's ready.
And now she won't stop. There. Now she's... Hopefully she'll be quiet. Sorry.
You know, I think people are going to be excited about her participation.
Let's hope so. Because she's been making a lot of noise the last, like, two stories.
Now, we know that a lot of people... Spring breakers, specifically, decided that it was worth the risk to hit those beaches and party hard. And I think I've seen, like, I think 13 of the people they were tracking got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they did not win in their estimation. But because of some bureaucratic mix-up, we might have more of that.
Georgia beaches reopened as of Friday night. I'm just going to go ahead and predict the beaches are shut down again as of the time that this is going live.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're recording this and they're open right now, but probably by the time this goes live, I'm guessing they're not open again because it's like, okay, the beaches are technically open, but just for exercise and you have to keep your distance from other people. And if that's not the case, then we're gonna shut it down again.
Well,
how long does it live on sand?
In the sun, probably not very long. Maybe if it got under there. So the cities themselves shut the beaches down because they control the beaches because the beaches are there in the city. But then the governor instituted controls that override local controls.
Mm.
And that allowed beach use for, like you say, exercise and single activity. So now the localities have stepped up patrols on the beaches to try and catch people coming together.
Didn't we, like, last week we talked about a guy that was paddle boating and it was like, no, you have to go. And he's like, but I'm by myself. They're like, no.
They went out on the water to get him.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're recreating.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm on the water.
On the water alone.
There was a story about there was a woman who was out walking or something. I don't know if there was a group or whatever, but they only arrested one woman. And they arrested her for not social distancing and put her in the tank in the jail with 26 other women.
Nice.
It's hard to think it's who's stupider there, the violator or the arresters. Now, this is a story that I hate to even bring it up. It's hilarious in some ways. But for years, a lot of the, like, you know, pro-drug war people have been banging this drum. It's like, oh, God. What if this were to happen? And everybody's like, are you stupid? That stuff is expensive. No one's going to waste it in that way. But because of the crisis, somebody has accidentally wasted it in that way. I'm sure this was not on purpose.
Roy Police. Multiple children have been hospitalized after eating THC-infused candy from food banks. 63 families received medicated Nerds ropes. So it's like 5 or 6 kids were hospitalized because... there was THC-infused Nerd ropes, which apparently the packaging isn't any different than regular Nerd ropes, except for some fine print.
They try to mimic.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, it says medicated on there, but...
Yeah, but you have to really read, and kids are stupid. Yeah. They can't read. the other thing about this headline, like, was it 6 kids got sick? But I bet 60 kids just had really amazing naps.
But this, what a horrible time to have to go to the hospital. Yeah.
But you don't have to go to the hospital. No one has ever died from this.
An 11-year-old girl is being treated in a hospital after eating marijuana infused.
Yeah, because their family, like, helicopter parents freaked out. But if you just let your kid, you know, like, time warp for a couple of days, that'd be fine. Yeah. It won't kill you. Just freaks you out a little bit. So I'm sure that will be quoted from now until the end of eternity for the whole, like, you know, drug war thing. Sad. I thought about cutting this one because it's definitely a clickbait. Yeah. Absolutely a clickbait. But whatever, you know, it's worth mentioning.
The New York Times reports that beer that shares the same name as the other thing that I'm not going to take the risk of saying is no longer producing because literally no one is buying it. I mean, you know, you talk about like Freud and Bernays, like being onto something. You never need more clear and present evidence.
No, that's not what the article said.
It's because Mexico has deemed it non-essential.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but also, no one is buying
5%. No, their sales are 5%.
What?
Their sales were down earlier. That might have changed.
No, I think it went up last I read.
I did not read this article.
I did see that Mexico, because they're just now going into their lockdown, basically, people are hoarding beer. The same way we were hoarding, you know, like the wipes and stuff.
I do think it's funny that the alcohol stores here are deemed essential, but it's drive-through and delivery only. It's like drive-through liquor. That's almost a good idea.
We've had drive-through liquor for a long time.
Yeah, that's a big thing in Kentucky and Florida.
Yeah. And our final story, I actually thought about this the other day. The latter of the names. I didn't think anybody would go for the first one because that's a common word. But I was like, somebody's going to do that. I did not think that it would be... I thought it would be U.S. people. You know, like a Karen type of person. But turns out India beat us to the punch.
Newborn twins named Beep and Beep. Yeah, they're in India. So you're just going to have to read the headline. Look at that.
What would be a nickname? Corey?
Corey, probably.
Yeah, that's, Corey
that's
and...
That's the female.
There's nothing. I guess you could say your real name's David.
What if you... So that was you... Like, you know, you went by your middle name. Because this is embarrassing, you know, when you grow up. And you meet a girl. And you fall in love. And only then does she find out that that's your name. Which is what killed her parents.
There's the screenplay right there.
Yeah. Love conquers heartbreak or something like that. How's the dog doing?
She's okay. I think she wants to go outside. She's whining a lot, so now I'm distracting her again with the Velcro. She's very easily entertained.
All right, that's all we got. Who knows what next week will bring?
What fresh hell?
More bad news, if the trend is to be believed. But I don't think Rue's going to sweat it. I think she's
happy
good
right now. Yeah. She's enjoying us being at home all the time.
Oh, there she is. A perfect, nice final shot of Rue in all of her glory.
What a good
look at those ears.
Bye, Rue. Do you want to go bye-bye?
We'll see you next week.
Give us a bye, Kristen.